Ski Runk
Talk Radio.
Make no mistake about it, you're in the right place. This isn't the regular theme music, but in honor of what we're doing today, I thought I would play this to introduce Eerie House Radio. This is issue 14, 14th show of Eerie House, and what a week it's been. We got some fun stuff for you on TV. I'll talk about that later on, but I'm so excited about our guest. He's really an interesting guy. I mean, if you know of our guest, you must, obviously. He's pretty well known in the horror host genre. And I don't know anybody that doesn't love him. Of course, I'm talking about our guest, the green guy, the green one himself, the king of the monsters, Godzilla. Godzilla, welcome to Eerie House Radio. Godzilla, it's very, very nice of you to join us today, as we're going to talk about something that I know is near and dear to your heart, and that, of course, is Ormsby Host from the haunted, place in Mastic. So tell us, Godzilla, how long have you known Ormsby? Have you known him a long time? Oh, wow, really? Well, I didn't know that about him. Oh, wow. You got to go back. That's really interesting.
Well, hold on a moment. What's going on here?
Well, I'm interviewing Godzilla about you, about Ormsby.
Well, first of all, that's the second Godzilla. That's not the original Godzilla. Learn your Godzilla roars. And second of all, it's supposed to be reversed. I'm supposed to be coming on and talk about Godzilla with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm dyslexic.
Ba-dum-bump.
Ormsby, welcome to Eerie House.
Thank you. Oh, I like what you've done with the place. Ooh, cobwebs.
Yeah. Don't eat them all. Save some of them. Hey, I was thinking about you the other day at the place I work at in downtown Cleveland. Oh, my gosh, it would have been a feast for you. We had an invasion of stink bugs.
Mmm.
Oh,
I have to be careful. Those are sometimes food.
That's what I understand. How are things going? Is it finally over with you and Tina Fey now, or?
You know how these things are. She says it's over. Her lawyers say it's over. I still show up in her closet. You know, restraining orders go back and forth. It's a normal relationship.
Well, sounds pretty good to me. Getting to our topic at hand, which, of course, is not yourself, but the king of the monsters, Godzilla. Where do I begin? Well, the beginning is probably the best place in 1954 with the release of Godzilla, or Gojira. Have you always been a fan, or at least a kindred spirit of the Mighty One?
I grew up on Long Island in part. My family would come over from Transylvania, and I'd spend time with family here. And we had a channel called Channel 11, and they always played Godzilla films. And it was just a feast for a young monster's eyes to see Godzilla up on the screen. So, yes, from a very young age, when I was just a little tiny ghoul, I've been a fan of Godzilla.
Now, I was a product of the Cleveland area, and in the 70s, maybe even in the late 60s and the early 70s, it was usually Saturday afternoons that we were treated to Godzilla films. Was it pretty much the same in the New York area?
Yes. Yeah, Godzilla films were either on what we had, what was called Chiller Theater. We didn't have horror hosts back in the 70s here on Long Island. You know, we had something called Chiller Theater, and it was this hand that would come up, and it had six fingers, and it was a claymation hand, and it would come up, and we'd eat the letters that spelled out Chiller. And that's as close as we got to a horror host. But that would air, you know, like Friday and Saturday night, and Godzilla would be on those, or Godzilla would be on in Saturday afternoon, because I remember it was Saturday afternoon was monster movies, Sunday on Channel 11 was Abbott and Costello movies.
Yeah, we had a lot of those on Sundays too. In our back in the old days of UHF, the UHF channels would play those.
Oh, I remember UHF.
Godzilla seems to have come a long way. I mean, from his beginning, it seemed to be kind of like a warning against the use of nuclear weapons and what it might produce. You know, with the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki and the Lucky Dragon 5 incident was really fresh in everybody's mind in the early 50s, right when Godzilla was released. And he changed a little bit, don't you think, over the years, his persona or exactly what he was supposed to be?
Well, he changed depending on where the money was, if you think about it. Because originally they wanted to mimic the Ray Harryhausen films that were coming out in the United States, and they came up with Godzilla, or Gojira, like you said, and they made it, you know, beautifully so, a warning against nuclear weapons and destroying the Earth. And it's a beautiful film. I don't know if you've ever watched the Japanese version, which is very different from the American version.
I have, and it is a beautiful film in the telling.
Yes. And what happened is, as you moved into the 60s, Science Fiction Fair was very popular with the matinees, and they started making it more science fiction. And then as smaller children started becoming more aware of Godzilla and becoming fans of Godzilla, and they started going to the movies, Godzilla changed again and became a hero. And you had films where he'd fight King Ghidorah or the Smog Monster, and, you know, he was a hero to all children.
Yeah, he was, but I don't think to the extent that, like, Gamera was, where Gamera was more or less the children's friend at one point. To me, it seemed like Godzilla fought the monsters because they were a common enemy of mankind, rather than, I'm doing this for man, or because they're my friends. It's more like, yeah, if you destroy the world, I'll have no world, so yeah, I'll kick your ass.
Yeah, I think they even said that in one version of Terror of Mechagodzilla. You know, they said there was a beginning that had a narration, and they said that Godzilla originally fought man, and then the aliens came, and Godzilla was like, well, you're not going to mess with my planet, and he started fighting the monsters.
Yeah.
And aliens.
I liked Ghidorah as a villain monster, as an opponent of Godzilla. He was a tough one to beat with his three heads, and he had a distinctive roar or noise too that was pretty cool.
Mm.
Did you like the monster team ups when he would team up with like either Mothra or Rodan or any of the others?
I think those were the most fun because one of my favorite films of Godzilla's, and it's one that's not really liked by a lot of fans, is Godzilla Final Wars, which was the end of the Millennium era of films. And in Final Wars, you have Godzilla fighting everyone. And Godzilla is just making a beeline across the globe, beating up every monster. And they brought monsters back from the old movies. Like at one point, he fights the Smog Monster, Hedorah. He fights, at the end, King Ghidorah. And it was just a monster, giant monster rally. They even brought in Milia, Godzilla's son, from the original movies. So,
yeah.
The monster team-ups were my favorite.
I never heard of him referred to as Manilia until much later.
I might be mispronouncing that.
I might be too, but I always heard him referred to as Tadzilla or Godzilla Jr. And
Yeah. Well, I always called him Son of Godzilla growing up.
Did you?
I never gave, you know, I didn't realize there was a name for him until much later, probably when I was a teenager.
Is Godzilla popular over in the homeland, in Transylvania?
Oh, very much so. Very much so. You know, we don't have a lot of, you know, imports into our country because of the UN sanctions. Yeah, you know, but Godzilla films are a few of the things that we do get in. You know, we got in Godzilla films. Of course, Rocky Horror has been playing since the 1970s as a children's matinee. And
children's matinee, really?
Oh yes. Children in Transylvania love Rocky Horror. And we did show Wizard of Oz, but it was only at night because of, you know, the witch killing. We don't like that there.
Yeah, I would imagine that's a bit disturbing for the
yeah,
home.
Yeah, it was given a quadruple X in Transylvania.
Much like Certificate X over in England. Well, apparently a lot of folks have been looking forward to hearing from you. We've got quite a few here in the chat. We have the Movie Man, David Binkley from Weirdness Really Bad Movies, Evil Annie Repert, Fogsbane, and some unidentified guests, number 487, 488, 494, and Guest 500.
Guest 500. Hi, Guest 500. How are you doing? Love your number.
maybe they're calling from prison or listening in from prison. I'm not sure. But
it wouldn't be the first time.
That's right. And if any of you fine folks want to call in and join... Are you still using your title Czar? It was Czar Armsby for so long.
Czar is a title that was bestowed on me when I came over from Transylvania to the United States, because in order to hold a diplomatic position, you have to have a royal title. So that was bestowed on me. And
so you have immunity then,
what
too.
Happened is I have diplomatic immunity, much to the chagrin of the Suffolk County Police Department. And what happened is Facebook, in their infinite wisdom, decided that Czar was not a real name, and they don't take titles. So I had to make up a name. I hate that.
Oh, so that explains the John.
Yes, the John. F. And, of course, the F stands for Frankenstein.
Of course. Thought we were going to have a quadruple X rating there for... half a moment.
Why, did you think I was going to say Funkin' Wagner's?
Or something like that, yes. it's an absolute pleasure having you here in Erie House and having you enjoying the cobwebs and the other decor. We have a fine buffet. Hold on. Ormsby's having a snack. Leave a couple. Nice. Leave a couple spiders, please. They kill things that are far more nasty. At my place of employment, people often say, "Hey, Dale, will you come and kill this spider?" And I always tell them, "No, I'll escort him to the door with a stern warning not to return because I like spiders."
Yeah, clone number two can't stand spiders. She's afraid of them.
Oh, no?
Yeah, but then again, I do nuclear research, so the spiders are about the size of a Doberman pincher.
Yikes. Well, that's... And I heard one of your clones quit. Is that true?
Well, we're always having turnover, you know, for one reason or another. You know, one might want to join, you know, the military. Another might want to start doing good works and charity work. And one might be, you know, stuck in a blender. So there's always turnover here and there.
I see. Well, Ormsby, do you mind terribly if we take some callers? We've got a couple of people here in line.
No, nope,
sure
go right ahead.
Want to say hello to you and perhaps talk a bit about Godzilla. Let's take the first caller from the 518 area code. Hi, caller. Thanks for calling Erie House Radio.
Hey, Dale. Hey, Ormsby. How you doing? Love the show. I'm just calling to see if you each have a favorite manifestation of Godzilla non-movie, whether it be comic, cartoon, music, or otherwise. Mine is my Christmas tree ornament.
Well, we're not answering any questions until you identify yourself.
This is Fogsbane.
I'm sorry? Oh, Fogsbane. Hey.
Hey, what's up? I'll drop the line and let someone else get in, but if you guys could comment on that, that would be great. Thanks.
Sure. Okay, hang in there, Fogs. Go ahead. You first, Ormsby.
A favorite version. When I was about 8 or 10, Marvel Comics came out with the Godzilla comic book. Mm. And I always loved the way that the artist drew that comic and drew Godzilla. So I would say that would be a favorite non-movie version for me.
Ooh.
Me?
Ooh.
Dale, do you have one?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to have to go with the cover of Famous Monsters, issue 114. In fact, I like it so much that I believe currently have two copies of it. It's supposed to be a highly collectible version, from what I understand. The drawing was just so well done. I just love that piece of art, and I tried to copy it once, not by tracing, but by looking at it and trying to draw something similar. And didn't do too bad of a job, I might say, but I think that's my favorite non-movie representation of Godzilla was the cover of that horror magazine.
Very cool. Thanks a lot, guys. Of course, you can't go wrong with Bullish the Cult's Godzilla version of music. That's
no, I love that song.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dale. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for calling us, Fog.
Thank you.
History shows again and again how nature points out the folly of man. And we have yet another caller. Someone from, it looks like, the New York area. Hi, caller. Thanks for calling Erie House TV.
Hello.
Advance and be recognized.
This is JK. How are you?
Ah, a regular viewer of Erie House Television. JK, thanks for calling in and joining me with Ormsby House.
Oh, I'm honored to be on with both of you. Hi, Ormsby. I would have to say that you are my favorite, along with Dale, horror host that I watch on the internet.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I wanted to see if I could remind you of another place we used to get a lot of Godzilla on the television in New York back in the day, which was on Fridays after Thanksgiving. We would be treated to a Godzilla marathon on Channel 9.
Yes. That's the whole reason I started the Facebook page, Watch Godzilla Movies on Black Friday, because of that memory of sitting there eating leftovers and watching Godzilla films all day.
Yeah, it was quite a treat to get to that every year. You know, they would show King Kong movies on Thanksgiving, which, you know, would be interrupted by a meal that you would have to sit and watch, sit and eat with your family. But there was no interruptions on Friday for Godzilla. It was just a great day to sit at home and watch TV and be a couch potato.
Yeah, my family, we never left the house on Thanksgiving or on the next day.
I thought you meant you never left the house being, you know, a monster and, you know, not being able to go outside.
Oh, no, we got to go outside for, you know, because that's where the funeral homes are. But those 2 days we stayed home, and that was King Kong on Thanksgiving, Godzilla on Friday. Good times.
Good times. I would like to also bring up where do you gentlemen think the Toho will go now after they've done this reboot, the Shin Godzilla reboot, which is sort of, you know, was a very risky choice that they made with no other monster in the movie. And, you know, the whole reboot is sort of, you know, we'll say left of center, maybe almost has an indie feel to it. If I know most of us haven't seen it yet, but, you know, we've definitely seen some clips and some reviews.
Well, already they've said that the director is going to concentrate on a different project, and he doesn't want to come back to Godzilla right away. But I think Toho is going to want to move on a new Godzilla film. Right now, I can't see them not continuing what they've started in Shin Godzilla. So I'm sure it's going to be a continuation of that.
It's extremely unfortunate to hear that the director's not coming back. It's going to be hard to recreate the success without that director.
No, because that was a particular vision from what I've seen so far. You know, I believe it was two gentlemen that directed that. One directed the drama and one directed the action and the effects. And that was just a particular vision that I think is tied to that directorial team. I can't see, you know, anybody else recreating that or making a cookie cutter film, you know, in that mold. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what they do, you know, because it's been very successful for them. It was the top film in Japan for like weeks. So I can't see them, you know, after this reboot, doing another reboot.
And
you know, I'm sure it'll be a continuation.
Dale, just
yes.
One last thing. I'd like to make a request from Ormsby to maybe host some new movies, because we've haven't had anything new from him in a while, and everyone on Gary House would definitely like to see something new from him.
Well, here's the thing. I've been making new episodes, but I just don't release them. So, you know, I didn't know I was supposed to put them out. Yo, hold on a second. John!
What?
John, I'm on with Dale Kay.
I'm so sorry.
No. They want to know when we're going to have more episodes.
I have enough work to do. Leave me alone.
My public is demanding it. Well, one guy is demanding it. But my public wants more episodes.
We can try and put something together for Halloween. How's that?
For Halloween? Okay. Do you know what month we're in?
I don't even know my name half the time.
It's October. We have to move on this. You understand?
I was going to say.
And he's out again. So, how about a Halloween episode? Would that suffice you?
Yes, it would. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very cool.
In the meantime, we do have some classic Ormsby skits. We'll be running on Erie House Television starting next weekend.
Well, sounds like a plan. Thank you both for taking my call, and I will see you in the chat, hopefully.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You will definitely see me in the chat, especially around 8 o'clock. I'll explain later. We've left this poor caller here on hold for the last 5 minutes. Thank you for being so patient, 66. Welcome to Erie House.
Hey. Hi. JK covered it. I was going to ask Ormsby when we were going to get some new episodes, so bam.
Oh, hold on a second. John, another one is asking.
See,
we'll put something together. Don't worry. We'll get an episode out for Halloween. You happy?
No,
yes,
because now I have to work.
It feels like years to me. Seriously.
So, well, I've got John committed now, you know, to doing an episode, not psychologically.
Oh, whew.
You know, he knows how to use the camera.
Yeah, don't pick on John. He's a really good guy.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Let me tell John what you said. Dale says that you're a son of a bee.
What?
Oh, God.
You see anything green?
Ormsby, don't get me in trouble.
He says he can kick your butt.
Why am I being kicked on?
I'm relaying the message. He understands.
God, everybody's got to pipe in.
Okay, there he is. There's the man himself.
Yeah, be quiet, you. Well, thanks a lot for getting me in trouble with your right-hand man.
No problem. I'm doing God's work, Godzilla's work.
That you are. Well, we're going to be very pleased to have you being seen on Erie House, and just to let everyone know that's listening in the chat right now, get your butts over to Erie House Television tonight at 8 o'clock. We'll be playing a very special viewing of the discussion panel from Monster Fest Mania this last July. Now, myself, Fritz the Night Owl, Professor Tarr, and Dr. Feather, or I'm sorry, Dr. Feather, and sorry, I told you I had dyslexia at the beginning of the show. Tarr and Feather will be in the panel discussion, as well as David Binkley and Mike Mace from Weirdness Really Bad Movie. And we're talking about Horror Hosts Reborn. It's the discussion of horror hosts of today and what we might expect going forward. And a little bit of history, too. A great, great dissertation from Fritz the Night Owl from the Columbus area. So don't miss that if you can. That's on Erie House Television tonight. Followed by, let's see what we have here. we've got at 8, we got the Horror Host panel. Then at 9:30, Weirdness Really Bad Movie with I Bury the Living. And then at 11:30, Rick Von Zipp from Wild Thingdom with Daughter of Horror. So there's your evening's entertainment, folks. And,
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Can you say that again?
No, I can't. no, we've got the discussion panel about horror hosts. We've got Weirdness Really Bad Movie featuring I Bury the Living. And that's followed by Wild King, a Thingdom with Rick Von Zipp and Daughters of Horror. That's all tonight on Erie House Television. And no, I can't repeat it again. I'm terribly sorry.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Can you repeat it again?
No, I can't. This time for real.
Oh, okay.
So did you get any news from the home front? Anything interesting from Transylvania that you want to share?
Well, Baron Latos is dead again. So we had to have a state funeral. He loved it, though. He resurrected in the middle of it. You know, he always likes the part where the children sing, you know, to his casket. So he always sits up and listens to that. And Baron Latos, of course, is the illegitimate son of Count Dracula.
As we know from the House of Frankenstein movie, absolutely. Looks a lot
like
John Carradine. Real quick, shame on me for failing to mention Mike McGraner was in the discussion as well, in the panel discussion. So shame on me for forgetting that. And thank you, David Binkley, for reminding me in the chat. Emmy Award-winning Mike McGraner, along with winning Fritz the Night Owl. That's tonight on Erie House TV. So we got Baron Latos news. We've got Shin Godzilla. When do we expect that to be released here in this country?
October 11th. I've already gotten my ticket.
Now, aren't they calling it Godzilla Resurgence here?
No, because Independence Day Resurgence failed, and they don't want to be, you know, thought of in the same light. So they're calling it Shin Godzilla here. No, that's true. That's the reason they changed the name. Originally, it was going to be called Godzilla Resurgence in the American markets.
And the Independence Day the sequel just failed miserably, huh?
Well, what is this, a follow-up to the, like, Bryan Cranston one?
No.
No, this is a reboot in Japan.
Okay.
Whole new, different Godzilla.
What little I've seen of it, it looks great. It's very reminiscent of the early Godzilla films.
Yes.
Yeah,
Godzilla
it,
plays a chef.
Is it a rubber?
Who,
is it a rubber suit guy, or you know, is it a special?
Not
guy?
Exactly. What they did is they've updated it, so they did motion capture
with
a suit actor.
I'm going to say. I'm going to say goodbye to our live audience and folks listening in the archive for the rest. And now it's the rest. We are in the...
Okay, we said goodbye to the live audience. Now here's the dead audience.
That's right.
But the suit, it's computer-generated, but they had a suit actor playing the part. And there are real live latex puppets. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
No, go on.
No. So there are puppets, and those freak me out. And
well, I know it's not going to look as good as you do, but I'm curious about, you know, exactly what it's going to look like. So...
So it's gnarly. Godzilla looks fierce. You know, to quote my drag queen friends. You know, so. But this has no connection to the American Godzilla film.
It'll be interesting. It'll be an interesting spin. I'm going to guess it's bereft of American actors as well.
I don't think there's an American actor in the bunch. I haven't seen any. Yeah, but I understand Bryan Cranston shows up at the end and goes, I'm still here.
Oh, no.
Better than Matthew Broderick. So,
Oh, we don't talk about that.
Didn't happen.
Oh. Right in the pit of my stomach. You said that, and all of a sudden, I started having the dreaded diarrhea. Oh.
That would be horrible coming from you.
Yes. Yeah, hold on one second, Dale. I need to say something to somebody. John! Dale says that not only can he beat you up, but he can beat your mother up. What's he got against my mother? Okay, I'm back.
You're just an instigator, aren't you?
You know me. I go where I'm needed.
Job well done.
You go and spread the love.
Yeah, he does. So you still got it for redheads, don't you?
Oh, yes. I love me some redheads. As a matter of fact, my little clones met Karen Gillian at a convention here on Long Island over the summer. I wasn't allowed to go because of the restraining order and the National Guard keeping me out.
Isn't that Amy Pond?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, I see. Gotcha.
Yes.
Wow.
I have a giant whiteboard here that I write formulas on, and right up here in the corner it says, Karen Gillian Ormsby.
I did notice you're not chasing Donna from... Doctor Who.
No, we dated, you know, briefly. It didn't work out. You know, she found me hiding in her shoe closet, and she said, "Oh, love, you want me? You really want me?" And she just seemed too needy to me.
Too needy.
It's always fun when you're here. Always fun. I would assume it's going to be a dubbed film as well, or...
No, it's going to actually have subtitles. I thought Toho was going to dub it, because in the past, they've always dubbed it. But, you know, I guess this time they decided against it. Funimation, which is a company that releases a lot of, anime... and Japanese movies, you know, they got the distribution rights for North America. So I think they would have had the choice to dub it, but they chose not to.
I think the subtitles might work better. I'll be perfectly honest with you, and don't be too angry with me. I was not – growing up, I had such a love for Harryhausen and his work that I had a hard time with the kaiju, because it was so clearly a guy in a suit, especially the campy films of the 60s and 70s. I became kind of disenchanted with the Godzilla franchise at that time, and I really didn't start developing an appreciation for those films until I looked at them in a more nostalgic light as I got older. One of the things I found off-putting to me at that age, too, is that they were dubbed, and in some cases dubbed rather poorly.
Very badly.
I think it might be more effective to have the subtitle.
Hmm. It never really bothered me, the dubbing. So, you know, I'm one of those people that I actually let that sort of thing pass, you know, and I don't look for the man behind the curtain type of thing. You know, I know it bothers, you know, some of my friends, you know, but, you know, that never bothered me.
I think at that age I was that guy because I became so interested in special effects. I was always running around with a Super 8 or even an 8mm camera and making clay dinosaurs with a rear projection screen, mixing in actors and having a hoot at that age and maybe unfairly became something of a special effects highbrow. And I'm glad that I can see things now at the age I'm at now in a more nostalgic light and a greater, much greater fondness than I did in the past.
Yeah, I used to make little.
It makes you look back more fondly on the stuff, you know, a lot of the stuff that you might have picked apart even a little bit back then, you know. It still becomes part of what you love.
Now, Ormsby, you were starting to say something. Did you also tinker with home,
yes,
home movies?
With, yes, my grandmother, God rest her soul. She's not dead, but we keep hoping. She had a Super 8 camera from when my father was younger. And, you know, we found, me and my brother, Groovesby, found it when we were growing up. And I had the Shogun Godzilla toy from the late 70s.
Oh, cool.
And we used to make movies with that. So, you know, we'd mix stop motion with, you know, me pushing it by the tail across the screen. It was fun.
That's cool.
Did your camera have single frame, or did you kind of have to do stop, go, stop, go, stop, go?
No, this was a pretty nice camera. I think my grandmother got it in Japan. It actually, you know, let you take one frame at a time.
Oh, nice.
By just repeating on me.
Nice putting them.
No, I gotta lay off the stink bugs. You know, I had my blood tested, and, you know, it was healthy, so I gotta lay off for a while.
High cholesterol, aren't they?
I'm sorry?
I said high cholesterol, aren't they?
Oh, yes. It's high in cholesterol, you know, and a few other things that, you know, might kill you, but I thrive on.
I always had to use standard 8 for single frame, but then I finally purchased a Super 8 camera, and you had to buy to do single frame on my Super 8. I had to buy a cable, and it was like an accoutrement, if you will, for a regular still camera. But it enabled you to take single frame. And the other bonus of that camera is it had a built-in lap dissolve. So what it would do is it would fade out for 3 seconds and automatically back in fade out and automatically back wind to the beginning of the fade for the fade in. So you could do cool stuff like put it on a tripod and then make something disappear by fading out and fading into the same scene, just moving the thing that you want
nice.
To disappear. So I got to play with little things.
Yeah,
like
how
that.
They did Bewitched, you mean?
Yeah. Well, sometimes it seemed like during Bewitched somebody bumped the tripod because there would be a little jump sometimes.
Yeah.
Same with Genie. Not to over criticize, but I guess.
Barbara Eden. Not
oh,
back then.
Michelle,
I mean, I'm talking about right now, the way she looks now. Hot.
Oh, she's still fantastic. Her and Raquel Welch, oh, my gosh. Oh,
still.
Raquel Welch was my first love, and I'm still hot for her.
Yeah, Raquel Welch has to be bathing in the blood of virgins. There's no other explanation for that.
I know, right? Well, so do you ever visit the homeland? Do you ever go back to Transylvania on vacation or to see any of the relatives?
Well, the last time I went back, you know, we had a little incident with France where, you know, we usually you get diverted to an English-speaking tower, you know, but we got diverted to a French-speaking tower, and the pilot was trying to translate into French, and instead of saying, you know, we need to land and refuel, he said, we are taking over France, surrender now, all your bases belong to us, and, you know, and Transylvania wound up, you know, in charge of France for about a week, because, you know, French, they just surrendered. And then they didn't want to take the country back. They were like, no, you rule us. It's okay, super play. You know, so it was a big international incident. Of course, your American press didn't cover it.
Now, our American press is kind of funny. They seem to print what they want to print, and they want to be the news rather than report on it, so... that doesn't surprise me in the least.
So, you know,
I watch the news with the volume off.
It's better that way.
It is.
You can do your own shadow cast for the news.
Exactly what I do. Because it's pretty sad. So you're not running this year for president? I don't know. I don't know if maybe you can't, being from another, being a naturalized American.
I was under the impression your government didn't care any more about that.
Yeah. They shouldn't. They let Schwarzenegger be our governor.
Very well said.
Well, I was going to run, you know, but. Yeah, I think I'm just going to be a spectator this year. You know, I'm waiting to see what happens between Hillary and Donald, because there's such, you know, sexual tension there. You know, I want to see if those two crazy kids get together.
I don't know. I overheard that there was a part of the debate that was not televised. I think Hillary had said to Donald, you know, if I was your wife, I'd give you poison. And Donald said, if you gave me poison, I'd drink it if you were my wife. So
you know, by season three they're going to be together.
Season three,
and then the whole thing will get canceled.
They're probably already having it off behind closed doors.
Oh my god, that's funny.
Yeah, I didn't watch the debate. I watched Godzilla films.
Did you say catheter films?
No, Godzilla films. Catheter films are for the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
I see. at my age, I better start watching those. I might need them for, well, whatever.
Did he say catheter films? Catheter?
No, he did not. I misheard.
Oh, I was going to say it. And then you go talk about your age, and you go, wait a minute now. Maybe he did see that.
I don't know.
That is another kind of horror, you know.
I'll be quiet.
Yes, we know Godzilla. We'll get sushi afterwards.
That's right. Well, we have probably just slightly less than a minute in the bonus time here in Erie House. So, Ormsby, I cannot thank you enough for coming in to visit our dusty castle. And thank you, 66, for calling in. It's always
fun. Oh, and thank
here.
You, guest 500. You are marvelous.
Yes. Listener 500. Actually, 500 bailed kind of early, but the other numbered guests.
Oh, then screw them.
For quite a while. I hope they're listening. Thanks again, and I want to thank everyone who went back into the archive and listened to Erie House Radio. Thanks again, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.